But now to the case of the missing young women in America whose rescue is being described by some of their relatives as miraculous. Amanda Berry, Gina DeJesus and Michelle Knight have now been reunited with their families, and police and federal agents are searching the home in Ohio where they were held prisoner for at least a decade. Authorities have arrested three brothers in connection with the kidnapping of the young women, two of whom were teenagers at the time. Martin Cudahy has our report.
Police believe a rundown suburban home in Cleveland, Ohio, was used as a prison for about a decade. Three women were rescued by a neighbour who heard screams for help. Megan Good runs a website called The Charlie Project, which tells the individual stories of missing people. She says this appears to be a happy ending, but that isn't a common occurrence.
A case like this, where it was obvious that these girls had been kidnapped, that's very rare that they turn up alive. I was as amazed as anybody else. There are a couple of cases, especially in the last few years, where this has happened, but it's still incredibly rare.
Since their rescue, the survivors have been reunited with family.
You have to remember that a lot of things have changed.
Robert Lowry is from the U.S. Center for Missing and Exploited Children.
The families have to recognize that the children have grown and that they've lived through a very traumatic experience, and it's very difficult for them, and it may be difficult for them to talk about. So a lot of patience understanding has to go into that.
Dr. Catherine Smirling is a family therapist and behavioral expert.
With the proper therapy and the proper support, they will live their life, but they will probably always be looking around their back to see who's following them.
Three brothers have been accused of keeping the women captive. The son of one of the men has admitted his father was the sort of person who could have committed crimes like this. Similar kidnap cases have become increasingly common in recent years. In 2002, 14-year-old Elizabeth Smart was asleep in her bed when she was kidnapped at knife point. Her 9-year-old sister was in the same room, saw the crime being committed, and told her parents. 9 months later, Elizabeth Smart was found alive.
I remember my darkest moments were always pierced with a ray of hope that one day I would be rescued.
She's told CBS News the Cleveland survivors need time to recover.
For me, it was the hardest thing I've ever had to do. There were days I didn't know if I'd make it, but I did. And I think that's what we should be focusing on, is that these girls survived. Survivors do exist. There are still children out there who are waiting to be rescued.
Megan Good says there's something about the cases where people go missing that intrigues everyone.
9,000 plus American missing persons cases. They have to be at least a year old.
What is it that intrigues you about these cases?
Well, I've always been interested in stories. And the way I look at it, the Charlie Project tries to tell the story of every person that is missing. I could even view it as kind of a memorial site. Even if they're not found, I want to tell the world this person existed once. And in this case, however, because these cases are so high profile and a lot of people are looking at my website now as a source for information, I've actually let the case files up temporarily so people can look at them, but I have added the resolve notice saying that they've been located.
Given that you have more than 9,000 cases on your website, I know it's asking you to speculate a bit, but there is a possibility that there are quite a number of other cases like this that still haven't been solved.
Yes, there's always a possibility. You can't give up hope.
Megan Good says the Cleveland women will be able to tell their own stories when they're ready.
Martin Cudahy reporting.